Well, ladies and gentlemen, tonight the Barca Trophy is on the line, and it's going to be number 17, Anthony Ilicki, doing the pitching tonight for the Arch 2 Bar and Grill Indians. Tonight's game between the Indians and the Black Sox. Final game of the season for both of these teams, as it's the winner-take-all game number 3. And here we go. It'll be Anthony Ilicki starting. And the Black Sox, who lost Game 2, ready to go for Game 3 and trying to get their revenge and win their first Twilight League championship, while the Indians looking for their third. And Tony Pettine to get things started here. Barca Trophy again on the line. Winner take all Game number 3 here tonight. And we're about to get started. Anthony Ilicki, the starting pitcher. Kenny Kersky will start on the mound for the Black Sox, but Ilicki delivers the 0-0, and it's a curveball low and away. Ball number one, and that's how the all-important Game 3 for the trophy begins. Trophy on display behind home plate up here in the booth with us tonight. Here's the 1-0. Called strike number one. And we welcome you in again for another beautiful night of baseball. One game tonight. Game started around 7:04, maybe 7:05. Actually, it was 7:05 start. So a 1-1 count. Ilicki kicks and deals. Ball number 2. And the Indians really were the underdogs back in game number 2. They pulled off the win. Getting set with a 2-1. Kicks and deals from Ilicki. Strike two, and an even count at 2 apiece. Getting set. And the 2-2 from Ilicki. Ball 3, and a full count on the first at bat of the game. So welcome you back. My name is James Clark, voice of the Twilight League. Getting you set here for game number 3 of the championship series. And then we have the All-Star game on Saturday. Time called by Pettine. Pettine will be followed by McAvoy and LaValle with McCulloch batting cleanup. And the 3-2 swung on, and it's skied into center and will be caught out number 1. And McAvoy getting ready. And McAvoy has just been set and ready to go all playoff. He's had a good playoff so far, unlike a few other members of the team. And again, the Black Sox, not really a first-inning group. They really are getting hot in the second inning. They didn't get hot at all in game 2 last night. Ball number 1 away again on the curveball. Maybe it was a slider. But that was a breaking ball there. Swung on again. Shot going towards right. Center fielder won't get under it. That's a base hit. And that's a big double. So LaValle comes to bat with a double from McAvoy. And again, McAvoy has had a good season. And it's been Gavin LaValle who's struggled here in the playoffs. He just hasn't quite had that power he did back in the regular season. Led the league in home runs and RBIs this year. Almost checks his swing. 0-1. And we're back here from Muzzy. 0-1 count. Sun low in the sky tonight, right behind the trees. Pitch on the way. Swung on, and it is hammered into center. LaValle doesn't like that, but a coming in shallow center. Looks like the center fielder was back in the next decade. He throws to third as the runner tags. He's going to be safe, and a sack fly to center. And wait a minute, something just happened. And they're going to call that the third out down at third. I have no idea what just happened, but something happened. And now there are three outs in the inning, and McCulloch does not get to bat. And a huge argument just broke out down by the Black Sox dugout, and several people have been giving warnings. And multiple people have been given warnings, and I have no idea what happened at third. I honestly thought he was safe, and McCulloch was going to come to bat. And apparently that's not the case. And I have no idea what just happened. Brian Timmis out on the ground. He's here on behalf of the Twilight League as League President Scott Dickens could not make it tonight. And a huge argument breaking out along the first base side, along the dugout. I have no idea what happened. Honestly, he was safe at third. The Black Sox had no idea what was happening. And that is going to be it. And so we go bottom one with La Rosa, Roth, and Ramos to bat. Leaper batting cleanup. And I have no idea what just happened. Apart from the argument. And I think McCulloch is leaving for a brief moment here. McCulloch is gone somewhere. I just don't know where McCulloch has gone. He is either he's off to use the bathroom down on the wall there, or he's been thrown. I don't know what happened. And Jeff La Rosa to bat first. And so, getting settled in, pitch on the way. Swung on, chop ground ball, first base side. It's going to be recorded for the first out of the game. And so, Roth will get settled in. And taking ball one there. And next pitch, ball two, and away, and a 2-0. Here's the 2-0 on the way. I believe that's a 3-0 count now. And Roth settling in. And strike one. And Kenny Kursky. Kenny Kursky is currently awaiting. Swung on. High pop up. Strike number two in a 3-2 count. And with a 3-2. And called strike three, they got him. And Will Ramos to bat. And it looks like they were... And another argument between the coach. And Will Ramos... Still coming to bat in another meeting now. I don't know what is going on. And the Black Sox have just not gotten off on the right foot with the umpires, but they've gotten off on the right foot with the defense, and they've got to be playing mad to win this championship now. And another beautiful evening, almost a serene sight for baseball in Connecticut, 0-1. And so far it has been anything but serene on the baseball field. With the arguments from the Black Sox to the umpires, swung on and missed strike two. And an 0-2 count, two down. Here's the 0-2. And ball one. So a 1-2. Here's the 1-2 on the way. Ball two as it's again low and away. And Ramos is looking to get settled. And the 2-2 called strike three, and we are quickly out of the first inning, nothing. And this time, McCulloch will get to bat. McCulloch got cheated out of his at-bat back in the first inning. I don't even know what happened. The center fielder running out to center field. Looks like he's so far back in the outfield, he's in the last decade. And the 0-0 count. Pitch on the way. There's ball number one and a 1-0 count. And the Indians coming hot off a win in game number two. Now, here in this playoff so far, or at least here at Muzzy Field, the home team, except for that game Tuesday, high pop-up, fair territory, shallow left field. It is caught. One away. And Hinckley is ready to go. But the thing is, except for the Tuesday night game between the Black Sox and the Gators, the home team has not won in this championship series. The Indians won as an away team, and the Black Sox won as an away team. Strike number one on one inside out of the zone, practically. That was way out. So either the pattern continues with the Black Sox taking game three, or the Indians stay hot, called strike two, and it looked a little low. Either the Indians stay hot and win game number three, or the Black Sox continue the pattern, and we see game three go to Terryville. Terryville in their first season in the Twilight League, in ball one with a 1-2 count. And the Indians just looking to get by here tonight. It's a big night for the Indians, and 1-2 on the way, way outside, low and away, and that was midway in the opposite batter's box. That is wild. So a 3-2 count. And the umpires are arguing again. Two and two. Ball three. A 3-2 count. So with a 3-2. And now with a 3-2 count, one down. Olicky, pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. Strike two, and there's two down. And Rousseau. With an 0-0 count for him, he now steps into the batter's box. A righty. And Olicky is looking to hold these guys to one hit tonight. There was that double back in the first, and no other base hits. It was nearly a one-hit game in game two. That one back to the shortstop. He drops it, throws to first, not going to be on time. That's going to be an error. And here comes Barca to chat with the umpire about what I have no idea. And they're going to go converse with the home plate umpire. There's three umpires tonight compared to the typical two. So with a crew of three and the first base umpire and the home plate umpire. And the home plate umpire has to stand right behind the pitcher's mound now. And a quick chat with the umpire. And Chris Barca will go. Chris Barca will go right back into the dugout. So with one error in what could have been a two-hit game, and getting set. Pitch on the way. Called ball one and a 1-0. So with a 1-0 count. Pitch on the way. Called ball two. And not the ideal start to this at bat with one on, two down. Trying to escape the top half of the second inning is Anthony Ilicki. Pitch on the way. Called strike number one. Two one, swung on, chop foul, and a 2-2 count. And for Vaccarelli, Vaccarelli ready to go. Here's the 2-2, swung on, chop ground ball. And that will be foul again, 2-2. So with the championship on the line tonight, and the 2-2. Inside, nearly got him, ball three. So with a 3-2 count now. And waiting to deliver the 3-2. Here it comes. Swung on and missed strike three. And after all that trouble, we go bottom two. It's nothing, nothing. And Leaper is set to go. So with Bobby Leaper stepping up to the plate. Bottom two, nothing, nothing. We welcome you in. Pitch on the way. Chop. Tries to bunt it, and it goes back to the backstop. Kenny Kersky, the starting pitcher, guy we've not seen a lot of. He's wearing the number 16 tonight. Haven't seen a lot of him during the playoffs, but he is here. And he's getting the start in an all-important Game 3. And I would think they would put in Cody Kersky if they want the really important start. There's ball one. But you really have a lot of faith in this guy if he's going to be your starting pitcher for a game like tonight. So a lot of faith in Kenny Kersky. 1-1, the delivery. Ball number two. So the 2-1 count. Here's the 2-1. Swung on. It's a high fly ball. It's going to be foul. It's going to be just short. Actually, it's going to be fair, and it's going to be caught. One down. And Hunter Trolley is stepping into the batter's box here tonight. So an 0-0 count. Pitch on the way. Called strike number one from Kenny Kersky. With Trolley at the plate. Kersky on the bump. The delivery on the 0-1. Called strike two. Looked inside. Trying to gain that second out. That'll bring up Dinones Quesada. Quesada has not had a lot of trouble batting here in the playoffs. That one is a chop ground ball. Second baseman picks it up. Throws to first. And they recorded the second out. And Dinones Quesada coming to bat. Bottom of the second inning, tied at zero. And the Indians with no hits tonight. They've given up an error and a hit. Pitch on the way. Inside and low, ball number one. Pitch on the way with the 1-0, and it turns into a 1-1. And the 1-1 turns into a 2-1. And it has not been a phenomenal night here for the Black Sox, at least in the past game. Wasn't phenomenal in game two. Barely held off a comeback in game number one. Took it 7-4. Lost 5-0 in game two. And that begs the question, do the Black Sox have the stamina to win multiple in a row coming in? As that one's fouled off. Do they have it in them to win? Do they have it in them to win more than two in a row or more than one in a row? Here in the playoffs. They did not have that luck. Took their first game. Lost the second time they played. That one is shot by Quesada. Deep left center. Center fielder gets under it. Puts an end to the out. Or puts an end to the inning. We go top three. 0-0. And Cody Kurski settles himself in. As he'll lead off the top half of the third. In a tie 0-0 game. Black Sox really looking to break this tie. Entering the third. Called strike one, looked high, but it will be called a strike. And the Black Sox are going to try and hang in here in the third. And what has been a fairly quick-moving affair. So 1-1 count as that one was low in the dirt. Looked down the middle, but, well, it was down the middle, but not in the zone. It was right over the plate. And when I mean it was right over the plate, it rolled right over the plate. 1-1. Outside and low. Ball two and a 2-1 count. And for the Indians, this has been an exciting experience. They've played two of the three expansion teams. Pitch on the way. Ball three. They've played two of the three expansion teams. And both of which made it here to Muzzy. Both those teams that they played and beat earlier in the playoffs made it here to Muzzy. That's strike two and a full count. So if three balls, two strikes, nobody out, nobody on. Three, two. Swung on and missed, and Kurski goes down swinging. And Armstrong batting. He's the 9 batter tonight. They'll make it back to the top of the order with Patain coming on deck. There are 231s in this lineup. And swung on, and it's a drive into right, but it should be hauled in by the right fielder. And haul it in he does. And Tony Patain will be the third batter of this inning. He's the first batter in the rotation. He'll be followed by Connor McAvoy and Gavin LaValle. LaValle, again, leader in home runs and RBIs. Had 7 home runs, 20 RBIs this year. 0-0 pitch, called strike one in the zone. And a good strike call. I don't know if that's really a good pitch you want to sit on. That looked right in there, maybe in his wheelhouse, but Patain watches it go by, 0-1. Watches another one go by just outside of the zone, 1-1. So that one just outside the zone. And games 1 and 2, we thought game 1 would set the tone for the second game, and that wasn't quite the case. It's a high fly ball, left field, and it will be caught out number 3. And we're through with 2.5 innings, 0-0 remains the score. And Kevin Larkin to lead things off in a tie 0-0 game with Kenny Kurski on the hill. Larkin also has not really had to struggle in this playoff, at least with the bat. I believe called the strike. Here's the 0-1. Swung on, strike two, as that one's fouled into the backstop. So a 1-1 count. And remember, we'd like to remind you, All-Star Game, Saturday night at 7. The Stars of the East and the Stars of the West. That's called strike two, as he got out of the way of that one. Here's the 1-2. Swung on and missed. EK's Larkin. And tonight really has been a pitcher's duel, with Caleb LaRosa coming to bat. And so far, the first three innings have been a tight defensive showdown. So far, no hits for the Indians, and they're nearly through their entire order. I think they're batting 10 tonight. Here's strike number one. I believe they're batting 10. LaRosa will be followed by Rigdon and Dillon. Pitch on the way. Swung on. Shot foul. Strike two. I believe Rigdon is number 13. So I've got to change that on my lineup card here. So an 0-2 count. LaRosa trying to get something started up for the Indians. He'll take ball number one, as that one's outside. So at the 1-2 count. And it is the Black Sox. There's ball number two, and the Black Sox looking to close out this at-bat and really try to force those 1-2-3 innings. And so far, they have been working. Here's the 2-2 from Kurski. Chops a ground ball through the gap. Caught by the shortstop. Throw to first is going to be off and not in time. He's going to get back to the bag. And a big base hit, and that ends the bid for a no-hitter. And Mike Rigdon coming up to Never Gonna Give You Up by Rick Astley. So the Indians have brought their own walk-up tracks here to the playoffs tonight. And that's got to be the strangest one I've heard. And the 0-0 swung on and missed. Strike number one. And what an interesting game this has been tonight. An 0-1 count, one down, runner on. Ball number one. No one really seemingly getting an edge. First hit of the game from the Indians going to the gap, a place that they exploited heavily in the playoffs last night. They exploited that in the games one and two. That one looked low, but called a strike. They'll take it in stride. Trent Dillon to bat next, right after Rigdon. Permitting that Rigdon doesn't hit a double play here. Pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. And another K from Kenny Kurski. He's on fire tonight. And Trent Dillon to bat. Wearing the... Or not 27 anymore. It'll be 16. And the 0-0. Swung on and missed. So Dillon wearing the number 16. It was the number of Nick Gagliotti, but Trent Dillon in his third year went to American International College out in Massachusetts. Goes to AIC. Called strike two. Dillon swings and misses strike three, and they blow a beautiful scoring chance. And we're three innings down, four innings to go, 0-0. And McAvoy will come to bat here in the top half of the fourth inning. He'll get things started. The midway inning of game number three in what has been a fast-moving game, not even a half hour into the recording. And we're already three innings down into the fourth here in the midway inning. And as I say that, I'm about to jinx the game. Here's strike one from Anthony Ilicki. And Ilicki is... gotten a previous start. I believe he pitched a win against this team pitched on that Monday night game down at Riverfront Park in Glastonbury, 0-1. Delivered strike two. And an exciting night of baseball here from Muzzy Field. An exciting past few nights of baseball. This is the third night out of now the four we're going to be here. Here's ball one, and he's one away from striking out McAvoy. McAvoy will be followed by LaValle and McCulloch, with Hinckley batting cleanup in this inning. Time called on the plate. McAvoy, again, has certainly had no struggle with the bat. Was called out at third on some odd reason down there. Sparked a long argument in between innings in the middle of the first. Almost the entire team went out there to argue with the three umpires. A few guys got warnings. And a 2-2 count. Pitch on the way. Ball number three, as he checked his swing at one in the dirt right on the plate. They check it first. They say he didn't go. And the Indians were looking for that to be a swing right there. With a 3-2 count, McAvoy trying to get on base for the second time this game. He's 1-for-1 tonight here in the fourth. Pitch from Alicki. Swings at one, gets a piece of it, but fouls it back towards the dugout. And a foul ball. And Quesada was looking for the game ball to get tossed to him. He looked back and just wasn't looking, and he got hit right in the leg by, I believe, Will Ramos. So it got him right in the thigh. Indians were a favorite to win it last year. Were stopped short by a big rally from the Fat Orange Cat. It was there. Strike three. McAvoy was ready to walk. Strike three. And Gavin LaValle is ready to go. So with one down here in the top of the fourth, LaValle settles himself in. Pitch on the way. Strike one. And Anthony Alicki with a K. And these pitchers have been going back and forth with strikeouts. I mean, they are repeated. Here's the 0-1. Swung on and missed. Strike two. And LaValle, again, he's struggled mightily with the bat here in the playoffs. I don't know what it is. It might be the pressure of trying to win a championship. He just has not connected. And the 0-2 swung on, gets a piece of it, but he sends it the wrong direction. It goes foul along the first base side and out of play by a long shot. Alicki gets himself composed once again out on the hill. And an 0-2 count. Trying to make it 0-3. Swung on, gets a piece of it. High pop-up going towards the first base dugout. It will land right in front of the dugout. Actually on top of the roof instead of the metal extension. So it remains an 0-2 count. So it remains an 0-2 for LaValle. Pitch on the way, swung on, fouled back into the net. And again, an 0-2. And LaValle has done an amazing job of staying alive at the plate. He's done phenomenal. Oh and 2. Swung on and missed. It goes in the dirt. He's going to try and run it out. He won't. Out number two. And Justin McCulloch is ready to go. So with an 0-0 count, Here comes the 0-0. Called strike one. He almost checked his swing there. And an 0-1. Swung on. Shot left field. Left fielder under it. He makes the grab. We're midway through tonight's game. Nothing remains the score. And Jeff LaRosa will get himself settled in here. Bottom four, we're in the midway part of the game. And a 0-0 tie, and we could see an extra inning game for the championship. Called strike one. On the one that looked out of the zone. Here comes the 0-1. Way out of the zone, low and away, ball one. So an even count. And what a quick affair this has been. Ball two. So with a 2-1 count, pitch on the way to LaRosa. He swings and misses at that one. Strike number two, and I mean, he really got a cut at that one. You can feel the breeze all the way back here. 2-2 count, ready to go. Here's the 2-2. Called ball number one on one that looked down the middle. What is that? I don't know if we're watching the same game here. That was down the middle. Called ball three. 3-2 on the way. Swings and misses at that one after being granted a free pitch. One down. And Dan Roth gets set to hit here. And in a big spot, too, on the way. Called strike one. And with one down, bottom four, tie 0-0 in a game where both teams have really not struggled at putting up runs. These teams do have explosive offenses, and there's strike two. And I might take back what I said about game number one, how the best aces from both teams were getting to start game number one. That may have been a mistake to say that, because clearly this has been the best pitcher's duel. That one is chopped foul. It remains 0-2. And this has been by far the best pitcher's duel we've seen this year. 0-0, midway through the game, nearly with 3 innings to go. Really with 3.5 innings left in regulation. Tie 0-0, one hit for each team, and one error not even being the difference maker. Swung on and again fouled up high, and it will roll its way back onto the field off the net. So nets really kind of surround this place. Different sections of netting, not really any place a foul ball could slip through. And where there is no netting, it's almost impossible to hit one through the netting. So really not a big chance you're going to get hit by a foul ball here. Ball one is that one's in the dirt. One ball, two strikes. Trying to get Roth out to get to Ramos and put away the first 4 innings. Checks his swing. Did he go? They say he didn't. Looked like he went halfway around there. It looked like he took a swing, but that'll be a check swing. 2-2. And the umpires have lacked a little bit here in good calls, and the fans letting them know that. 2-2. Called strike three on one in the dirt. They'll throw him out at first. And Will Ramos will come to the bat. And the fans really letting him know that they are not a fan of the calls being made tonight. 0-0 on the way. Swung on and missed. Strike number one. So an 0-1 count for Ramos. On the way. Delivery goes for strike two. Looked a little outside. And Will Ramos in a tough spot. And these teams really brought their A game for game number three. Here comes the 0-2. Swung on and missed. And on three pitches, they end the fourth. We've got 3 innings to go in regulation. Nothing remains. And Hinkley will get settled in. And it'll be Andrew Hinckley ready to go. Top five in a winner-take-all game three. We'll welcome you back in here on CastBox. Pitch on the way. Checks his swing. I don't think they said he went. So ball one as that is low and away. And the Black Sox really showing a side of them we haven't seen in the playoffs. They are really struggling to add up the hits, and so are the Indians. We haven't seen this out of either team here in the playoffs so far. 1-0 count. Pitch on the way. Called strike number one. So with an even one count, so one apiece with Hinckley at the plate. Hinckley will be followed by Rousseau and Vaccarelli. Batting cleanup will be Cody Kursky. Pitch on the way. Ball number two is that one's in the dirt. So 2-1 is the count. Rousseau and Vaccarelli awaiting their turn to the plate. While Anthony Olicki tries to dial in the 2-1, and he throws it low and away, ball three. And the 3-1. Called strike two and a full count. And the pitch. Ball four. He's going to walk him. And Rousseau settles himself in. And now the 0-0. And looking for the delivery from Olicki is Rousseau. Here comes the 0-0 pitch. It's going to be called ball number one. So just missed the zone on the outside. So top five here, game number three. Here's the 1-0. And it'll be ball two, and Olicki starting to lose his composure, maybe showing some signs of fatigue. And if you're Chris Barsa or Don Fedaski down there in the dugout coaching game number three of what could be the biggest game of some of these kids' careers, do you sit down Olicki and have a talk with him out on the hill? Strike number one. So far he's given up a walk. He has had a stupendous performance here tonight. And that one is swung on and hit by Rousseau. Should be right field. Right fielder barely having to move. He'll move to the side a little bit. He'll make the grab. He'll throw to the cutoff man at second base. And one down here in the top half of the fifth. And Vaccarelli stands in. He's got a runner on about 270 feet from home. Only about one base runner tonight. He's made it to second. And here's the 0-0. Swung on and missed. So an 0-1 count and quickly returning to third. Here's the 0-1. Checks his swing. He went strike two. Here's the 0-2. There's ball number one there. So with one ball, two strikes. And the 1-2 on the way. Called strike three, and he gets him to strike out looking. And Cody Kursky, he'll get ready to bat. 0-0 count, one on, two down, top of the fifth. And Anthony Ilicki is still standing on the hill. There comes the 0-0. Ball one, it's on the outside. So with a 1-0 count. And the 1-0. Looks at it, called ball two. Looked a little low in the zone. But they'll call it a ball. Two-oh on the way. Watches it go by. Strike one. That one's in there. And the swing, it connects. Third base, throws to first, and they retire the side. So we're through here with 4.5. It's nothing, nothing still. And the pitch on the way to Leaper. Strike number one. And the 0-1. Called strike two. And an 0-2 count for Leaper. And that one is fouled off. So with a foul ball, Leaper still at the plate. And the pitch. Fouls it again, still 0-2. And with an 0-2 count, Leaper. Still with that 0-2, fouled it off a few times. And the pitch on the way. That will be ball number one. And actually, I think that hit him, so they'll walk. And Trolley will bat with a runner down on first base. And so there was a little bit of a talk there to try and see if the runner was allowed down on first base. And Leaper will be there anyway. Pitch on the way from Kersky. It'll get away from him. Ball one. Leaper goes for second. He almost rounds second. He's a quarter of the way down the second base side. And he's still got a big lead. No throw to second. Leaper taunting him out there, and he'll slowly walk back to second base. So with a 1-0 count, with a tie 0-0 game, and now one of the few runners that have made it to second base. So with a 1-0 count. So a 1-0, pitch on the way. Swung on and missed strike number one. And with nobody out, bottom five. After this, you'll have two innings to go. Can the Indians score here and hold the lead to win the championship? That would be a big question. It would be a big upset again. Ball number two. It was a big upset back on Monday when the Indians beat the Black Sox in extra innings. And then there was a big upset last night when they beat them 5-0. And they're looking to go repeat victories here. And all the Indians needed was the little push and the pressure of going home without a title after game one. 2-1 on the way. Up high, ball three. And Kenny Kersky might be done for the evening. He might have clocked out. No one is in the bullpen, and you got to wonder, is he all tired out from pitching a solid outing tonight. Swung on, foul ball, strike two. It's the metal roof above us. And the 3-2 checks back at second, kicks and deals. Inside, called, strike three. And he K's him on one inside. So they'll walk Dinones Quesada, who is the on-deck batter. And so from walking Quesada to first, they've got two on, one away. And the Black Sox have really used the intentional walk into their favor in the past few games. That one is fouled away out of play. And they've really used walking, intentional walks in their favor, at least strategy-wise. It hasn't worked one of the times, but around 90% of the time, this gets the job done for the Black Sox, and it spurs big innings. A fake pickoff attempt, he won't throw. Runner holds at second. Nobody really covering second base. So a little hole is wide open there. Second baseman backing up. Pitch on the way. Called strike two. And Larkin can't believe it with strike two on him already. See, it's his bat into the dirt. If he makes contact anywhere in the infield, is a double play unless Larkin beats out the throw. And the 0-2, swung on. That is shot into right. Fair ball. They're rounding him from third. The throw to the cutoff man. Throw to third to get Quesada. Safe. Big base hit. And a run is going to score for the Indians. And LaRosa will come to the bat with a one-run lead for the Indians on their second base hit of the game. And that was a huge rip, thanks to Kevin Larkin. That one is ripped foul. And Larkin was batting with some pent-up frustration on some strange calls. And he got a rip down the first baseline. It was a pop-up, and it landed just short of the right fielder. They rounded the runners from second and first all the way home. Quesada on third, and there's runners on the corners. Pitch on the way. Called strike number two on one outside. That is wild. So outside, strike number two. Pitch on the way. Ball one in the same spot as the last pitch, but ball one. Should be a 2-1 count. So 1-2 count. Black Sox looking to lock up the inning here. Chop ground ball, third base side. Throw to second for one. There's going to be no throw to first, and another run is going to score on the fielder's choice. And in comes Mike Rigdon with one on, two out, thanks to the fielder's choice. Indians pick up another run thanks to Quesada scoring. And it was a throw that was just off at second base. Pitch on the way. Called a strike. And the throw was just off at second. He made the grab, but he ran off there. No throw to first or to home, and the run scores. And a 2-0 lead. Pitch on the way. Swung on and missed strike two. And now all the Indians have to do is sit back, put it on cruise control, and walk out with their third championship in team history. And they won it just 2 years ago. Swung on and missed. Strike three, got him. And we're through five innings, 2-0 Indians. And Billy Armstrong to come to the bat. Down 2-0 in a winner-take-all game number three. And the Indians have taken control in the fifth. Now in the top of the sixth, Anthony Ilicki just needs to lock it down. He needs to lock down another six outs. He tries to bunt, doesn't pull back, strike one. Needs to lock down another six outs, and the Indians get their third championship in team history. Terryville needs to score three and hold the Indians silent the rest of the way, and they'll pull off their first Twilight League championship. So that one gets away. It's ball number one and an even count, one apiece. So with a 1-1 count. And the 1-1. Ball number two. And not the ideal way to start an inning. Two and one, Alicki on the bump. Delivers the 2-1. Called strike two. And the Black Sox have been in a tough spot since last night. They scored in the seventh back in the first game. That was the last time they scored. So they've been shut out for almost 14 innings in a row. Fouls it off. 2-2 remains. So far they've been shut out 12 innings back to back to back to back. So close to having back-to-back shutouts are the Indians, and not a lot of teams were able to pull that off. Here's the 2-2. Swung on, and it's a foul ball. It'll be 2-2 as Armstrong hangs in there. Billy Armstrong is looking to get it started on the 2-2. And the winner of tonight's game brings home the Barca Trophy, the most coveted prize in Connecticut baseball. Swung on. Chop ground ball. Second baseman makes the throw to first. Records the first out of the inning. And Tony Patain comes to bat. And he's looking to keep things going. He delivers the 0-0. Ball one. And can the Indians hold off a team like the Black Sox for another two innings? That's really the big question that needs to be answered here. The 1-0 is on the way. Chop, ground ball. Again, second baseman. Throws to first, and they get back-to-back outs the same way. And Connor McAvoy batting. He's the second in the rotation. And he's third here in this inning. Cleanup batter is Gavin LaValle for this do-up. But he should be batting first in the top of the seventh. Pitch on the way from Alicki. Ball number one. So with a 1-0, and looking to lock it down, Anthony Alicki. The 1-0 chops it, foul, strike one. And Alicki in his second year in the Twilight League from Milford, Connecticut. Bridgeport University is his alma mater. And the 1-1. Ball two. And with a 2-1. Trying to get even in the count as Alicki swung on and missed strike two. And McAvoy, who really hasn't had to put much effort into getting hits this postseason, he's really going to have to put in the effort now with Alicki, a guy who beat these guys before. Beat them on Monday night. Back at Riverfront Park in Glastonbury. 2-2. Ball three. And nobody really out of this game. So we've gone an hour and a half practically of baseball since we started, an hour into the broadcast. 3-2 count. Two hits for the Indians, one for the Sox, and one error on behalf of the Indians. As the Sox benefited from that, ball four, they walk him, and LaValle comes to bat. And Gavin LaValle to bat. So with LaValle settling himself in, and a beautiful evening for baseball, a little cold. Here's the pitch. Ball one on one that looked like it was in the zone. And the zone is suddenly shrunk on the Indians now that they have the lead. Here's the 1-0. Swung on. It's a high pop-up. It's going to be foul out of play. And a 1-1 count. So with a 1-1. Here it comes. Strike two. He's got the 1-2 count. And again, one out away from ending the top half of the sixth and the Indians being this closer to a championship. Can they do it? Here's the 1-2. Oh, ball two. That was in the zone. You've got to be kidding me. In the zone. So with that one being in the zone, I don't know what is going to... I don't know what is going to end this inning. He's been throwing them in the zone, and they've been called balls. He's throwing them out of the zone. They're called strikes. We're playing baseball in Bizarro World tonight, folks. Strike three. That one in the zone. And he punches out the top of the sixth. It remains a shutout. 2-0. Bottom six. Winner take all game three. And Seamus Berry coming in to pinch hit here in the bottom half of the sixth. So bottom six, 2-0. Berry getting his first plate appearance of the game. Played in both games of the doubleheader, and there is strike number one. And I believe it's still Kenny Kersky on the hill. I do not see anyone new come into this game. It's still Kersky. Ball number one and an even count. And this could be the last at-bats of the season for the Indians, as they may only need the top of the seventh. Strike two, as the Indians are three outs away from winning their third championship. And what a story it could be. Come back in the series from down 1-0. Called strike three, and Berry doesn't like that call, but he'll go down looking. And he's arguing there. And Jeff LaRosa to bat here. Hello, count. Pitch on the way. Called strike one. And Kenny Kersky is looking to escape a sixth. And to the top of the seventh, the Black Sox would go to maybe make a comeback. And can you imagine the story on either side? Coming back from down 1-0 in the series to win back-to-back games on the best team in the league, who lost twice all season. It's a ground ball. He's out at first. And Roth will bat, but can you... Oh, and LaRosa shatters his bat behind the plate. He slammed his bat into the ground. He's trying to get an advantage here. Swung on and missed strike one for Roth. But could you imagine the stories on either side? A comeback from 1-0 in the series to win back-to-back games on a team that lost twice all season. Swung on and missed strike two. Or a comeback in the seventh inning to win game three after dropping game two in a shutout and after being shut out the entire game and kept to one hit the entire game. What a comeback that could be on both sides. Shortstop makes the grab. We go to the final inning of baseball. Title on the line, 2-0. And Justin McCulloch will lead off the final inning. Anthony Ilicki trying to get three more outs to win a third championship for the Indians. One of the few active teams with multiple championships. Strike number one. And the Indians coming off a title 2 years ago as the Brick House Indians. Last year they were the Burrell Realty Indians, and now they're the Arch 2 Sports Bar and Grill Indians. Pitch on the way. Ball number one. So in the past, they've had a few name changes. They were the Newington Indians when they won their first championship. And their second championship came as the Brick House Indians. And what could be their third championship might come as Arch 2. With a strange part of the order batting. 1-1. Called ball two. In a 2-1 count. And the Black Sox, do you play for the tie here in the seventh inning? Do you play for the tie or do you play for the lead? Personally, I would play for the lead because if I know the Indians will shoot back in the seventh. So you want that insurance run instead of just having the tie. Inside, ball three. And you would love a tie for this ball game. So final inning tonight. Pitch on the way. Strike two in the zone. Full count. Three outs to go. And the Indians are this much closer to winning their third title as a team. Can they do it? 3-2. Full count. Olicky delivers. Swung on, foul, he stays alive. And staying alive at the plate. And Olicky just looking to end it. And a 3-2. And a 3-2. The delivery. Swung on and missed strike three, and they get a K. And Hinkley is ready to go. With an 0-0 count, one down, looking to end it. Pitch on the way. Swung on and missed strike one. Anthony Olicky just trying to end this game. Here comes the 0-1. Swung on. It's a high fly ball. Right field. Right fielder coming in. Getting under it. He makes the grab. There's two down. And Alex Rousseau, the potential last hope. Indians rallying behind themselves. One out to go. The dugout on their feet and on the edge. And I'm sure the Indians fans on the edge of their seats, they were down big time in game number one, lost 7-4, rallying back to win 5-0 in game number one. And it's a high fly ball. Rousseau sends it shallow center. It's going to fall. Base hit, and the Black Sox are still alive. And there is still life in the Black Sox. And Vaccarelli getting set with two down after the base hit from Rousseau. Vaccarelli stands in. Indians still an out away from the championship. And how can they get it to go? Pitcher on the way. Ball number one. And a 1-0. For Vaccarelli, can he bat in one run, which would cut the lead in half? Pitch on the way. Strike one, and he's two closer to a third title. Don Fedaski pacing nervously back and forth. Meanwhile, you have Chris Barsa standing composed at the end of the dugout. And the underdogs of this tournament, the Indians. It looks like a scene out of Major League. The underdogs, the Indians. Throw ball two. They were not favored to win this game, but It's still not over. If you remember last year, the Fat Orange Cap Brewers down 5-0 in the seventh inning with two outs. Came back with two outs in the seventh inning, won that game 6-5. Or no, I think they were down 4-0, won that game 5-4. But down big in the seventh, and they pulled together and won that game. And there's strike two, and he's one away from ending the title series. Indians fans are on the edge of their seats. Can the Indians put an end to it? They've got the celebratory goggles out already on the dugout. Might be celebrating a little too early. 2-2. Ball three. And Rousseau runs back to first. He had a mighty big lead. He was ready to run. And a full count. Can the Indians put an end to a long, long season? A long, long wait for a third championship. The one they thought they were going to get last year. That they were denied the opportunity of. 3-2. Ball four. Game continues. And a quick meeting on the hill with two on, 180 feet from home. And the Indians are now back to square number one with an 0-0 count, two down. But now a two on, a blast from Kursky. If he's lucky enough and he hits it deep enough, could score both runs and we'll see a bottom seven. Indians cautiously waiting in their dugouts, and it all started by a single from Rousseau, the second base hit of the game from the Black Sox. They've combined for four base hits tonight altogether. Pitch from Alicki. Strike one. And they've rallied together as a team, a merger between Chicago Sam's and Burrell Realty, the two favorites to win last year. They were the favorites to meet in the championship last year. Just didn't quite meet there. The Orioles were out early in that tournament. He throws ball one. Throw to first, looking for the out. Safe. And he came off the bag. They didn't get him. And Rousseau with, or not Rousseau, it's Vaccarelli who's got the mighty big lead at first base. And Vaccarelli was lucky he was able to get back on the bag in time and looking to win a championship right here with a 1-1 count. Kursky awaits the pitch from Alicki. Nobody in the bullpen. Ball two. Runners go back to their bases, and they have huge leads. They're sprinting back to the bases. And they get huge leads going. Mighty big leads on first and second. 2-1 count. Alicki looking to throw that second strike, and he gets it. 2-2. Alicki is this close to locking it down for the third time tonight. Third time this inning he's had a chance to end the championship series. And does he get it to go? Alicki kicks and deals. Foul ball. Kursky keeps the Black Sox alive for another pitch. The Indians, a little too nervous. I'm a little too nervous. Gotta say, I am awaiting this championship clinching pitch. That's what I'm waiting on. 2-0 with two runners on. Another two balls will load the bases. A good hit can score a run and really demoralize the Indians here. Seventh inning. Pitch on the way. Swung on right field. It should be foul, and it will be. And out of play, foul ball. Indians still rallied together as a team. And keeping to their own, no real shouting from the Indians' dugout. The Indians have just been patiently waiting, biding their time on the edge of the dugout, edge of their seats practically. They've been patiently waiting for Alicki to close the game down. He got the first two outs. And here's one of the hardest. The hardest outs to get in a championship game are the first and the third. And he, right now, he's on the third. The hardest to get in the seventh inning of a title game. On the way. Swung on. Third base, picks it up, gets back. No, he's going to throw to first. He had no idea what he wanted to do, and he throws it away. And the Black Sox are going to score one, coming around looking to score two. And the game is tied. Unbelievable. Unbelievable, and on an error by the third baseman. He could have just gotten the out at third. Oh, my goodness. A huge error, and the game is going to continue. And this game is tied. Kersky gets to second. Unbelievable, and the Black Sox come right back in this game. And the Indians were so close. And this is why, kids, you never celebrate too early. You never count anyone out in a championship scenario when you're willing to do anything. And a huge error by the third baseman. All he had to do was step on third base. He would have gotten there. Ball one. And it was on a routine ground ball that has tied the game. Second error for the Indians. Threw it high, and two were able to score. They just had trouble picking it up. And so we know this game continues. Pitch on the way, 1-0. Ball number two. Black Sox, all they need is one more, and they could win the title. And Barson Fidaski cannot be happy about this performance here in the seventh with two outs. It's like watching them play the Brewers all over again. The rally in the seventh matches perfectly. Strike one. He's lucky enough to get that one. And this game continues 2-1. Two to one on the way. Swung on and missed. 2-2. And right now the Indians have nothing to celebrate. They just have to get themselves game ready for the second half of this inning. I can't believe it. Honest to goodness, can't believe what's just happened. Looked like it was over. 2-2 on the way. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Not the ending to the inning they wanted. But 2-2. Black Sox back in this game. And so a meeting on the mound. Quickly for Kenny Kersky, who's still up doing the job on the mound. And what a game this has been. So 0-2. With Will Ramos. An 0-0 count to open things up in a 2-2 ball game here in the bottom of the seventh. And in the final inning, we might be going to extras here. Pitch on the way. Swung on, it's fouled by Ramos. Strike one. And you gotta feel that is a big blow to the Indians. But in between breaks, the Indians were smiling and laughing it up. So who knows? They might have some crazy confidence about how this seventh inning is going to go. The 0-1 is on the way. It's going to be ball one. Kenny Kersky just needs to compose himself and get through the seventh. We get to the top of the eighth, and maybe the Black Sox unleash a little bit more of the offense. Pitch on the way. Called strike two. Indians scored back in the fifth, and they were so close to that third championship, I even thought it was over. But shut out for 13 straight innings are the Black Sox until they break that and put up a two spot on a big error on the third baseman. Here comes the 2-2. Called strike three. They punch out Ramos and Bobby Leaper to the plate. And this is a turn I did not think the game was going to take. Here's the 0-0. Called strike one. And what a night of excitement this has been. 0-1 on the way, it'll be 1-1. And you thought we would be done with a quick game, Just like that, well, you were sorely mistaken. On the way, called strike two, and Leaper doesn't like that one. And he's having a little talk with the umpire there. Not sure he enjoyed that call very much. And the 1-2. On the way, foul ball. And so the game continues. Bottom seven, 2-2. Black Sox come back with a backhand there. They return. And not the turn that the Indians expected. Pitch on the way. Swung on. Ground ball. Third base. Third baseman's going to drop it. No throw. Leaper is going to get there. And an error will be charged. And Hunter Trolley stands in. One on, one out. Indians, all they need is one. And the pickoff attempt. Leaper will hold at first. Trolley will be followed by Quesada and then Larkin. Larkin was the one who drove in the runs that gave the Indians the lead. So if the Indians can hold out, and another pickoff attempt down to first, if they can hold out until then, Larkin might be able to get them in the lead and win this game. All they need is one to lock it up in the bottom of the seventh. That's all they need for a walk-off here in the playoffs. Strike one, Leaper holding it first as he swings and misses at that one. And Trolley is trying to hold his place. And a big rally from the Black Sox that I don't think any of us expected. And this is why the Indians are the underdog. Pickoff attempt again, and you got to believe that Kenny Kersky is definitely nervous if he's throwing that many pickoff attempts, and he won't resort to just throwing a strike or trying to throw the pitch. Oh, one on the way, swung on and missed strike two, and Trolley is trying to get a healthy cut at it to drive home the run from first, and you really don't need to. You just need enough to get him to another base or maybe put him on third. But even then, even if you get the hit, there's going to be an extreme likelihood of a double play. Pickoff attempt, going to be safe. And an 0-2 count with one down. One on, about 270 feet away from home. And looking for the delivery. Pitch on the way, runner nearly went fouled off. 0-2. It's an 0-2 count. Indians trying to put it away. Runner goes. Swung on. Foul. And the outing continues. Well, I said early in, maybe about midway through the game, I said this was a quick game, and, well, that's backfired on us. 0-2 count. And it is Hunter Trolley still at the plate. Awaiting the next pitch. Behind 0-2. One on. Bottom of the seventh, 2-2 tie. Pitch on the way. Swung on. And it's fouled back into the netting. And Trolley is just concerned about staying alive here in this game. And an 0-2 pickoff attempt. Nothing to him. Just trying to get Trolley out and pick up the second of the inning. Pitch on the way. Runner doesn't go. Ball number one. As he can't dial it in. And the pitch, Swung on, high pop-up, still foul. So 1-2 the count. Here's the 1-2. Swung on, chop, ground ball. Third baseman throws a second for one. First, safe. It's going to be a fielder's choice. And here we are, bottom seven, awaiting the conclusion of game number three, a game we thought was going to end a lot sooner. And Quesada is ready to go. Kenny Kersky checks down first. Quesada is ready at the plate. He needs a big hit to score the win. Pitch on the way. Strike one. If he rips one into the outfield, he might be able to score. Might be able to score trolley from first after the fielder's choice. Up high, it's going to be a ball. Ball number one, and trolley is going to go. And it looks like the umpires, and they're going to call something. And it's going to be a meeting on the mound. So we'll be right back. 1-2 the count. 2-2. Bottom seven. Looking for a walk-off are the Indians. So the 1-1 count. It is Dinones Quesada still at the plate. 1-1. Runner on second. He's 180 feet from home. A good rip from Quesada. And they're going to walk him. And this is the same situation that led Larkin to score the winning run, the go-ahead. And it is Kevin Larkin who stands in, ready to go here. And Larkin scored the go-ahead in this same situation. He takes ball one. Scored the go-ahead in the same situation with two on and with two down after they walked Quesada. And all he needs is to get another good hit. The one run scores. Pitch on the way. Swung on, foul. Strike number one and into the netting. Along the first base side. The question is, can Kevin Larkin be relied on again in this same situation tonight? Deep in the night where he's definitely got to be fatigued and everyone's got to be gassed because of a great pitcher's duel. 1-1. It hits him! Base is loaded! And Caleb LaRosa with bases loaded, two outs. A hit, batter, or a walk brings across the winner. A hit would do that as well, but anywhere in the infield, and we go to the eighth. Can LaRosa do it? A strikeout, and we go right to the eighth inning. Here it is. Outside, ball one. And Kenny Kersky, who got the start tonight, a guy not a lot of people have heard in the playoffs, wasn't in the pitching order. Here's the pitch, 1-0. Ball two. And he's fallen behind in the count, 2-0. LaRosa's ahead. Two more and the game ends. A hit and the game ends. A K and the game continues. And I'm sure the Black Sox would love to see it continue. Swings at that one and he fouls it off. Had he gotten a piece of it, this would have been over. But he got a piece of it. Game continues. Two and one the count. Two down. Two one on the way. Chop, ground ball, second base. It's going to get by, and the Indians are the champions. The Indians have won it. It looks like a scene out of Major League, and the Indians win. The underdogs of the finale have got it done with a hit into second base. and Caleb LaRosa, the walk-off winner! And we're standing here on the field, the trophy coming down from Brian Timmis, board member. And Brendan Sullivan carrying the trophy for the Indians. And Brendan Sullivan brings down the trophy for the Indians. The Barca trophy belongs to Chris Barca once again. Third time in team history. The title being awarded by Brian Timmis as we are on the ground here in Muzzy Field. And Chris Barca, Don Fedaski posing for the picture in front of the team. And what a season it's been for the Indians, the underdogs here in the championship, getting it done and winning tonight. And so running off to the scoreboard. And what has been a great season for the Black Sox as well. First year in the Twilight League, and they come so close. It reminds us of a story I told earlier here in the playoff series, the Vegas Golden Knights of the NHL. First season, went to the finals, took game number one, lost the championship after that, and that is exactly what's happened with the Terryville Black Sox on what was a great season, and the Indians moving back towards the scoreboard where they win this game 3-2, one run back in the seventh, two in the fifth. And the Black Sox putting up the two in the seventh. It looked like this game was for certain over. But they held on. Black Sox were able to cling to life and lost it with bases loaded, two outs in the bottom half of the seventh inning. And what a season this has been for the Arch 2 Sports Bar and Grill Indians. First year with a brand new name, brand new sponsor, a merger between two teams, two favorites from last year, and they prove again to be a powerhouse. And again, they prove to be a powerhouse in the Twilight League, just like they were last year. And the Indians continue a stretch of dominance over the Twilight League. The dynasty is born, two titles in the past 3 years. And the past three championships won by the Arch 2 Sports Bar and Grill Indians. And number one this year on top of the league. Came in as the number two coming into this tournament. And upset in four games that they played. They played four games against the Black Sox in the playoffs, beat them three times, lost game number one. That was the only time they lost in the playoffs. And what a game that was. And grabbing all the photos here on the ground again, Muzzy Field. Beautiful night for baseball, and the Indians. Just have a listen. And the Indians have done it. And we're here with Chris Barca. And your name on the trophy, and how does it feel to have your own trophy back in your possession again? Second time in 3 years.
Jim, it feels incredible. I mean, Don and I have been planning this for a year now. Don, come on over here. We got to talk about, we've been planning this for a year now. The way our seasons ended last year was a sour note.
Sully, MVP.
So, Sully's a great guy. Played a great center field tonight. We put the team together. We had some differences, but we came together. We worked everything out. Don's a great manager, great friend. We've been wanting to do this for a long time. It was perfect timing. All the stars aligned for us to do this, and the guys played their asses off. I mean, our pitching, our hitting. I mean, we were fantastic. Mm-hmm. The guys were fantastic, and it was such a pleasure and a joy to coach this team and be with such a great group of guys. I can't even say how great it feels right now. Don, say.
Well, this has certainly been an experience. You guys come in against a team that had only lost twice in the regular season before, and you come in, you play them four times in the postseason, beat them three times as the underdog. I drew a coincidence to a similarity to the movie Major League. Is that kind of what this season felt to you guys?
It was. We kind of stumbled out of the gate. We were maybe 3-3. and we just didn't have that identity. We didn't gel. But then it started to click, and Black Sox, fantastic team. They're one of the best teams ever. This league's ever seen. Pitching is second to none. They got some pros on there. They got some great college people, players, and but we just beat them. We beat them 3 out of 4 in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. We just beat them. Nothing you could say other than, you know, we were the better team, hands down.
And it certainly was a bumpy ride. You guys started off at Dunkin' Donuts Park, the first time we ever got a look at the merger team. Don doing some light calisthenics down there. But we had, I mean, it really was a bumpy ride. You guys started out, first time anyone had seen the merger team,
yes.
And you actually ended up losing that game with some returning stars on your team, such as Mike Lord, a guy who actually went to the Bees. And what was it like coming off that first game? What was really the motivation to get you guys back into tip-top shape and take second place in the league at the end of the regular season?
That game was fun. Our pitchers hadn't thrown a lot because of the COVID problems. And we practiced, but we didn't get enough practicing in. So we were little. Our pitchers weren't sharp. Our hitters weren't sharp. We grinded out a 4-2 lead, and Alicki got tired. And New Britain, they hit the ball. And you know what? I wasn't down after that game. I was disappointed. But you know what? Jarrell Alleman, great guy, and he was on our team last year. Crush the ball to the gap, you lose the game. That's baseball. So I knew we were a good team, and we were going to win a lot of games after that. So I wasn't down at all.
All right. Well, thank you, Mr. Barca. It's been great talking to you, and I hope to see you next season.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
All right. I'm here with Anthony Alicki right outside the dugout, and you pitched against these guys twice in the same week. You beat them both times. What was that feeling for you? I know it was a rough ride back in the top of the seventh. You were riding the highs and the lows, but what was that feeling bottom seven? You watched them walk off the game.
It was unreal. I feel like it was meant to be. We fought hard all year, and to end it on a walk-off is special. It's a team effort, and it was a lot of fun to be a part of.
All right. Well, it was certainly an exciting season for you. You had pitched incredibly well during the playoffs. And again, beating these guys twice in the same week, I think a lot of the people listening would want to know, what was the secret to getting these guys to chase at pitches and winning these games?
Just pitching to my strengths, our pitching staff pitched to our strengths, and didn't give in. We didn't give in, and we just competed and executed. Execution is key, and that's what we did.
All right. Well, thank you. You go enjoy that win.
Thank you.
Well, this has been another exciting season here in the Connecticut Twilight League. Another exciting season here in the Connecticut Twilight League, and another season comes to a close. We'll bring you the All-Star Game here on Saturday, but once again, your 2020 champions, the Arch 2 Sports Bar and Grill Indians, with a final score of 3-2 here in the bottom half of the seventh. My name is James Clark, the voice of the Connecticut Twilight League, and we bid you adieu here from Muzzy Field in Bristol. Good night, everybody.